Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm with my beautiful co-host, Hummingbird Jewel. Welcome to the show, Hummingbird.
Hey, Cornelia. How's it going? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, our first show in 2020.
I know. It's going by already so fast.
Yes, yeah. Well, I'm so excited because 2020 is going to be an extraordinary year for all of us here on the planet because this is the time for us really, really fully to step into our greatest human potential. And I remember when I first invited you to become a co-host of the Cornelia Stephanie Show, there were several things that were really clear to you. And the first thing was that you wanted to be on the Heaven on Earth platform show. You wanted to be there. And the other thing that was really clear to you is that you wanted to bring the spiritual law, that you wanted to introduce the spiritual law. And I'm so grateful to you for bringing these spiritual laws because as we're moving into 2020, the number one thing that we as a humanity have to be really solid in, and that's our spiritual path. You know, we have to know what the spiritual laws are. We have to know what it is truly that our core values are. And today you're bringing us another spiritual law.
Perpetual transmutation.
Wonderful. For those newcomers that are just joining us for the first time, feel free to go to the Cornelia Stephanie YouTube or Hummingbird Jewel YouTube and look at the other laws that Julia has introduced us to, because this is really going to help you lay your spiritual foundation in 2020. So Perpetual, tell us about this spiritual law, perpetual formula. You know,
I actually had to study it myself. I kind of flipped through it before, but you know, perpetual to me, I always think of infinity and beyond, like Toy Story, but it's like, it's on and on, it's endless. And then the transmutation part is that energy will change, and it changes, and it's constantly changing, and everything's in motion. So you got perpetual, you got motion. And I thought it was kind of applicable because today's show, we're really focusing upon death, ourselves dying and preparing what we're going to do before we die. And then the afterlife with our two guests that are going to be talking about the afterlife. And so when you're talking about the spiritual law of perpetual transmutation, I just have a hard time saying that. I mean, when we die, our energy doesn't, right? It just converts into something else. So I thought that was kind of cool because I thought, how am I going to tie this law into the rest of this show? And when I came across that, it made perfect sense to me. But we can also use it for our goal setting, of course, you know, along with action, because, you know, it's telling us that we have the power to make change in our lives. And, you know, and there's a little combination of elements to use. You know, you can't, like, do you just think, you know, does the ice cubes just turn into ice? No, we think about the ice, you know, we want to make ice cubes. That's the thought, our conscious mind. Then we got to take some action. We put the water into the tray and into the freezer, but it transmutes, right? Because of the energy and the vibration of the water, it will harden and become ice. So that's just kind of an analogy of how we can use our thoughts and our energy and our goal setting and why we should use the other spiritual laws, like the law of vibration. We want to keep our frequency up, right? Because vibration is so important. And then what if we were all thinking wonderful thoughts together, the law of oneness, you know, and so they all kind of tie in. But I found this to be a really fascinating law. And I write blogs every single month for this show. It's in my website, hummingbird-jewel.com. And they're a little bit long, but people have been enjoying them, and they go into great detail into each of these concepts. So we can intertwine them and use them.
Yeah. So tell the audience where they can read the blog and study the spiritual laws of you know, the universe here, because it's so important. It's not just about reading something, but really to embody it and to understand it. That's part of the whole, you know, empowered creators. It's our responsibility to live in the way of harmlessness and live in the way of the laws of nature. And we have to know what they are. And if people, you know, want to be able to study this, they can go to your blog to take a look. Can you give us that link on how to get there?
Again, I already did, but it's hummingbird-jewel.com. Yeah, you can just look up Hummingbird Jewel, and usually I should pull up, but the website does have a dash, hummingbird-jewel.com, and then I have my blog there, and all the laws are there, and I'm going to continue to do them for the next 6 months. I don't know which one that will be next month. I get them divinely, so we'll see which one will be next month.
Yeah, everything is pretty timeless. I always feel that the laws that you're choosing to present is exactly what the collective is experiencing at this moment in time. So it's perfect to practice. And, you know, like what we're talking about in this show today is we're talking about heaven on earth. We're talking about how to communicate with the afterlife. We're talking about leaving our legacies and leaving legacies that we can be proud of. We're talking about our finances. And all of these things are really ways on 2020, on how to build a foundation that sustains us and that supports us. And all those ways, communicating heaven on earth, communicating with the spiritual laws of nature, communicating, you know, creating our legacy. So I'm so glad that you are introducing it this way and introducing us, you know,
It's fun to do things in 12s for me. Like for 12 years, I studied spiritual principles. So every year I would take a spiritual principle, starting with honesty. And I'd use a whole year, and I just studied it, like, you know, just not like reading books all the time, but, you know, acronyms and what it meant. And it's funny how it will draw to you too when you focus on something. So I really loved last month. The Law of Polarity is just an amazing blog too. So
yeah, I love that one. I love the Law of Oneness. I think that was our first one.
Was
that the first one?
I think the first one. Then we did a vibration, frequency, law of vibration, cause and effect.
Yeah, cause and effect is huge. I mean, because everything that we're putting out there, that was the time when you were talking about the boomerang. And I talk about that as well, is whatever energy you're sending out there will eventually come back to you. So no matter what you're putting out there.
Yeah, and you can have that spiritual bank. Like, you know, like you're thinking, oh, all I do is good things and I never get anything back. You know, you might have that feeling, but you will get it back. You're making a spiritual bank. Just keep doing it. You know, just keep going forward. Don't give up before the miracle happens. You know,
yeah, that's a lot of people do that. They throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know, this whole spiritual journey is a long walk, and it takes a long time to really integrate the spiritual laws and to live them and embody them. Your tagline is to be an example of love, to be love and be an example of love. And that's the work that you do. And to really be that in every interaction, not just when we're on the air, but to be that when you're by yourself or when you're with your family or when you are, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, that you're really that example of love. And walking your talk is such an important piece, because nowadays we can really tell when people are projecting their energy and when people are not taking responsibility. And that's just not the way of the new earth. Heaven on earth is here, and it takes a lot of consciousness. It takes responsibility for us to be true to our true nature. And we're here every Friday sharing on ways to, you know, make this easier for us here. So I'm excited about this show unfolding and who we have in the queue.
Yeah, so
do you want to give us that link one more time so that people can look up the law of, how did you call it? The law of
perpetual transmutation. It's yeah. I even looked at it and I'm like, really? You know, like, but once I started understanding what it was about, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so important. We have this unlimited energy that we can use for our better good. You know, we just need to take some action. And it's a great article. You can find it on my website, hummingbird-jewel.com, and there'll be a new one every month. So thank you so much for that, checking it out.
Yeah, and go to the YouTube channel, Hummingbird Jewel YouTube. Go to Cornelia Stephanie YouTube, and you can look at all of the past shows we've done. Yeah. We talked about some of the other laws. So why don't we take a break, Julia? Okay. And when we come back, we're going to meet our first guest for today's show, and we're going to talk about leaving our legacy. We'll
That's
be right
true.
Back.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death, from debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss, every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit AngieCorbettKuyper.com.
Part of life is the aromas and delights of our sensuality. Hummingbird Jewel shares her secret formula and her signature fragrance oil, Julia. This fragrance oil can be used in a variety of ways, such as scenting your laundry, car, or closet. The oils come in roll-ons for convenience. If you prefer a perfume bottle, we can package them together, elegantly wrapped for gift-giving. If you're interested, contact me at hummingbird-jewel.com.
Welcome back. We're back with Julia Roberts. Julia, we're here now. We're going to introduce our very special guest for this next segment. Tell us about it.
Okay, this segment's really about leaving our legacy and making sure that we have a will to take care of the people we love, our animals we love, before we go. And I want people to feel comfortable about that. I know when I went in to get a will, it was uncomfortable. I went into a stuffy attorney's office twice. I got left with an $800 bill, and then they're telling me I have to make a whole list of all my items and itemize everything that's who's going to get what. And of course, I never even did that. So Marty's going to be here to introduce us to this fabulous tool. And when I watched it and looked into it, and I'm using it myself, I actually started to cry just thinking about it. And for me, in my experience, my dad didn't leave a will. I was in a different state. He was living with his sister. I had to file paperwork in a different state. I told my aunt, yes, you can have his trailer. I don't want it. And she sued me. So, I mean, you can have horrible experiences if you don't take care of things before you die. But let's hear about Marty. Marty became a licensed financial expert after caring for her mom through an extremely long illness. And she's personally experienced an overwhelm of being the primary advocate for her mother's caregiving and estate planning needs. And with multiple obligations, it was exhausting and difficult. And she found herself dismissed in a world of finance. And she noticed it was happening to other women who genuinely needed and wanted help. And she couldn't let this pattern continue. So she decided to learn how money works and how it can set us free to pursue our purpose. And even though her mother had a thoughtful estate plan, she has also seen the burden that lack of planning can cause. So she has this program called Boost Your Legacy Confidence Program, and she helps her clients get total clarity and with their finances and the next chapter of her life. But today she's going to discuss how we can live and pass our legacy on, not only on paper, but with this wonderful digital program offering you to personalize and unlimited videos and meaningful sentiments for those that are near and dear from you from the comfort of your home. Can you imagine, Cornelia, if I died and a few weeks later, you get a video from me thanking you for all the wonderful things you did and how important you were to my life? How would that make you feel?
Yeah, that's beautiful. I love it.
Marty, you want to tell us about this wonderful product?
Hi, thank you so much. First of all, I want to say thank you, ladies, for giving me this space and time to share this very important topic that's very important to a lot of us. And you know, you touched on some really key points because it's something that's important to all of us. No one would disagree with it. And I will go into the product, but I wanted to start with like where it starts within each of us. You know, we're all going to leave a legacy. Yeah. And it's about what kind of legacy do you want to leave? And you know, becoming aware that we can be in control of designing that, you know, and we can design it from the comforts of our own home. I hear many women say the estate planning is something I have to get in place. I have to get that in place. They're usually very busy working. We're in a very fast-paced society. A lot of women, you know, whether they're married or not, they have a lot of responsibilities for their children and sometimes their parents too. Mm-hmm. So they get caught into the overwhelm and they want to do it. And then they feel guilty because they're not doing it. And even further than that, it's who do I go to? What do I ask? And would you agree that most of us feel a little bit like shy or we kind of hold back because we're afraid to ask a stupid question or we feel like it's going to be stupid and getting the right answers from the right people. So this is a platform called Legacy Shield. And, you know, the founders of this were these two gentlemen who had experienced, you know, no fault of their own, but experienced, you know, what it was like, the devastation of losing a parent and sometimes a second one. A parent in law, where, you know, at the time they didn't have the resources or even the knowledge of how to prepare, you know, and they were by default dealing with, you know, the aftermath of that. And one of them, even after 10 years after the passing of his mother, they're trying to find records, banking statements, etc. And so to have that carefully structured so that you can have it in a digital form, whether it be your primary source or a secondary backup, because a lot of us have it on paper, but having it in digital form, yeah. The additional benefit and bonus of having things that are very like personalized, you know, where you have unlimited storage space to put videos, upload books, upload, you know, letters, you know. My son is in the service and the letters that he wrote, I can upload those and those could be passed on generationally.
Yes.
You know,
yeah,
we have pets, and you know, some people, you know, may not have children. You know, that's very common too, but they do have their pets. It's like, well, what would happen? You know, and these are things that could keep somebody awake at night. You know, and actually, it does. And you know, just a simple platform that can start to kind of pull back the curtain of like what's really important to you. When I help with a client, you know, it's oftentimes the first place I start is so that we have a clear blueprint map to see what all the things that are important to them. And then what happens is that it starts to trigger other areas that they hadn't even thought about. It's like, well, let's put this puzzle piece over here. Right. Then they get really excited about it, and the momentum picks up, and they can build something that's very personalized, and they're proud of it, you know, and they can give family members, friends, their adult kids access to this too. Mm-hmm. It's actually designed that way. So I know that you and I spent some one-on-one time the other day on this, and
yes.
I know it kind of, you know, kind of triggered a little bit of emotion. And then thereafter, I'm like, I thought I saw this a few times, and it kind of got to me too. We're all in like a different space, you know, every season. You know, we're in 2020, and you know, our life can, you know, shift, which it does. It's supposed to. So,
well, the first thing I said was, oh, I already have a will. And then I saw this product and I went, oh my gosh, I can send videos out to my loved people after I'm gone. I can send letters. I can put together pictures. I can put all my important paperwork in a digital vault. I mean, and the cost was so low compared to what I paid for the professional one. It was a no-brainer. And then I don't have to go anywhere. I can do it from home.
You can do it for the comfort of your own home. It's easy. It's affordable. And you have people using it that are very high net worth. And you have people that are just like, you know, well, I can do this. And it's not so daunting and overwhelming, you know. And just the security and the notion that you don't have to put yourselves in front of, you know, experts that may not understand like what's really important to you, or sadly may not really care that much. Well, of course we all care the most about our own legacy, you know? So,
and then you could get the advice from an expert like Marty. Maybe you need a trust. You don't really know what that is, and you've heard about it, but oh my, it must be expensive. And they're just a vehicle to house things in, and she'll explain all of that for you, but you might not need one. But if you do, she can help you with that too.
I can help and guide you. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the system, you know, the platform of Legacy Shield will prompt you as the person who's going to be owning that, right? That's yours, to suggest, you know, you have maybe a child that has special needs. We recommend that you upgrade. So that's not something that I would even have to that it just automatically, it just kind of like tells you. And usually it's not any surprise, you know? Yeah. So usually people come in to want to address specifics, and sometimes they learn, well, I hadn't even thought about this. Just like you said, the option of having your sentiments being given to the people at the right time, you know?
Yeah, and instead of looking at it as bad and sad and ooh, doom and gloom, look at it as this beautiful compilation of your lives and your families and your everything that's been important to you. And you can just build upon it through the years, you know? And
absolutely.
Make it kind of just more, this is my life, and just leave like this beautiful portfolio, you know, of your life. It was just awesome when I saw it. I just thought, oh, I want to get that. I'd love to be able to send Cornelia a video if something happened to happen to me or to you. Or
yeah,
you know, I mean, I just would love to do that. So, you know, because I don't often say I love you. You know?
You do. You do say it. You do
yes,
say it.
Yes.
Marty, I love this. Is this focus right now? Is this a newer focus? Because you've been on the Cornelia Stephanie Show season pro many times on the Millionaire Imprint. For those women and those people that are listening today, you can go to the YouTube, Cornelia Stephanie YouTube, and look at the Millionaire Imprint for Women, where Marty shares her story about how this all unfolded for her. And she's been coaching and helping many people
shift and change their lives, building, leaving their legacies. And I'm so glad. But this is the first time I ever heard about this particular piece. Is this new?
Yeah, this program, it's not a new a company or a platform, but they've definitely invested a lot of resources and time and efforts to really talk to the experts and the professionals who really have their clients best at hand. And I just think it's a powerful door opener.
Yeah.
Whether someone gets excited about having a storage capacity access to it for a very affordable price, you know, maybe at most maybe $10 a month, you know, and, you know, having a membership and you being in control of it and you defining who is going to be able to have access to it.
$10 a month? That sounds wonderful. Wow.
Yeah.
I just thought it fit in with this show.
Like, that's more like a, you know, basic, but like I said, the program will prompt you. I don't want to get into the details of it because I could definitely take more time to do that. But it's definitely something that will engage everybody at some level. And if not them personally at that time, they know someone. They may think of, I hope my parents have this.
Yeah. You know? Marty, give us the websites. Give us the websites where people can get started. And I want to thank you for saying, you know, up to at least starting at $10 a month, because a lot of times when people hear something like this, they think it's so big and it's so much and it's so overwhelming.
It's not,
if you hear $10 a month, it's there's this is a no-brainer for everybody, really. Yes. So tell us the websites, Marty.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you my, my business website. And you're going to be able to send me a message. I'll send you an invitation to it. That's how it works. It's like I have to send you a personal invitation where you have access to it. You can explore it. We can even talk if you want to talk on the phone for 10 to 15 minutes so I can get a better idea. And I can make some recommendations if that makes sense or suggest you check this first, etc. So please go to wfgconnects.com/M Rogers. And you know, what I want you to do is at the very top, here's a little call to action. This is fun. Is you're going to be able to take a little financial literacy quiz. It's a quick 5-question. It's fun. Send me a message. You can call me. My phone number is right there at the top left-hand side. And you can send me an email as well. And tell me what your results were. It's just really fun. It's a cute little app. It's right at the very top of my website there.
And in my YouTube, I make this show into a YouTube. I'll have all the links and her email too. So you can see them in the YouTube notes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But for those of you that are driving or, you know, that are listening to this now, be sure to, you know, double check later where the links are so that you can have access to them. Marty, we want to thank you again for being a regular on the Cornelia Stephanie Show.
I appreciate this, ladies. This
thank you, Ingrid Jewel, for bringing her on. Yes. And we're going to take a break. Marty, we'll see you soon. Take
care. Okay. Thank you, ladies.
Bye.
Bye.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death from debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit AngieCorbettKuyper.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobear.com. That's drkathyobear.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at tracylclark.com.
Do you need a spiritual makeover or perhaps just a mental tune-up to optimize your life trajectory? Julia has over 45 years of wisdom to share with you, and she offers counsel by the hour where you can choose from a menu of her services and receive both consults and or product. Julia went from being a maid to having it made, and you can too. If you're interested, contact me at www.hummingbird-jewel.com.
Do you need a makeover on your finances? Do you have more month at the end of your money? Do you wonder where all your money goes? Donette Palmore has been helping people since 2015 gain control of money so they can live out their purpose. If you need help or know someone that does, go to ProverbsFinancialCoaching.com to book your free 30-minute consultation.
Wow, that was a fantastic segment with Marty Rogers. I'm so glad that she came on. And now we have another special segment with two ladies that are here to tell us about how we communicate with our loved ones. And so thank you so much for bringing these beautiful ladies on. You're going to introduce them to us, Hummingbird Jewel. Why don't you go right ahead?
Okay, this is Barrett Stover and Beth Lieberman Mund, and they have this beautiful book called Living Beyond Fear, Sacred Letters from the Afterlife. And I'm going to just tell you a little bit about both of them and their journeys. So Beth, raise your hand so we know who's Beth. There's Beth. Okay, so Beth, she was a skeptic most of her life. Now, she was raised with the beliefs of Judaism while growing up, but she didn't truly believe in an afterlife or the power of prayer. But her belief system was challenged when she experienced the birth of her son, stillborn. During her absence of grief, she had a spiritual awakening and awareness of the afterlife. And with working with a grief counselor, she introduced her, to Brian Weiss, who wrote the book Many Lives. And then she embarked on this voracious spiritual journey with many teachers that built upon her education that she already had in psychology. She also integrated her personal experiences of childhood abuse. So survival skills and tools that children of abuse use is the ability to disassociate themselves and leaving their bodies. And that creates this space, igniting your intuition. And with further development, she discovered her ability to connect with the spiritual realms. Now she's a wife and a mother of three beautiful children and two dogs. She's certified in Reiki and wellness coaching, and she holds a BS in psychology from George Washington University and an MS in psychology from Nova Southeastern University. Now, Barrett Stover, a little bit different. She grew up believing in God, and after college graduation, she embarked upon a career directing a student exchange program between Japan and the United States. She got married, she had twins, and her life was full and amazing. Until the year 2010, Barrett began to experience physical symptoms that worsened. And then she discovered she had multiple sclerosis, lesions on her brain and spine. And while enduring unimaginable experiences, she began to form an incredible connection to the unseen, and she began to remember visions from her youth of spirits and departed loved ones. And during this ordeal, she received two messages. The first one was, you are not alone. And the second one was, there is nothing to fear. She began to overcome and started to gain her strength and her mobility and was walking her dog, Summer, and driving again. And then the unimaginable happened. Her 14-year-old was diagnosed with a rare cancer, and she was challenged in her life, but she began to polarize, gaining a deep understanding that everything in the world consists both good and bad, and that there's always a purpose. So after her daughter's recovery, she began to seek and enrolled in a class with the gifted medium, Patricia Farrell, and that's where she first met Beth. Also, after viewing a photograph, Barrett was receiving profound communications and about from the afterlife, and she lost the mobility in her left leg. And it was during an intense MRI, which showed no lesions, she would have an event that would catapult her into the most profound spiritual experience of her life. Now, she holds a BA in international relations from Mount Holyoke College and serves on boards for both local and international nonprofit organizations. So here it is, girls. Thank you for coming on to the show.
Thank you very much.
I think the audience probably would really like to know a little bit about how you work together. I don't know which one wants to talk about that.
Sure. So Beth Munn and I actually just met each other in 2016, as you mentioned, Julia, that we were introduced by a common friend who knew we were both connecting to spirits. So we were together in this class, and we realized not long after that that we could connect around the same spirit, which was amazing. And that was like our aha moment. So we thought, oh, we'll just get more information when we merge our intuitive abilities. But what actually started happening after that is full letters started coming through. These remarkable letters, which we call the sacred letters, started being channeled. And we realized that in our connection that we were kind of like the missing pieces for each other. I'm kind of like the scout. I can see people on my left side as if they're on a stage and can identify usually the spirit who's talking. And who's channeling letters, and Beth is the transcriber. She goes into almost an angst and sits at her computer and is almost like a court stenographer, and pages, like 7 pages come through in 8 minutes. So she's, wow, you know, looking it up. She's writing these profound letters. But what is so remarkable about these letters are they're from people that we knew and also from strangers. And also, as Julia mentioned, a dog, and we actually have channeled angels too. But these messages speak to our heaven on earth, living here in this heavy realm as if it's heaven on earth. And they are sharing with us an expanded understanding, no longer in their body, of reflecting on their own stories within this lifetime. Each of the letters kind of focuses on a universal theme, whether it's grief or addiction or you know, welcoming change and so forth. And they are helping us to teach us how to live in this realm more fully and abundantly. So they're just profound. And we've gotten so many, and they are all very, very different, but they all have that common theme of love and that expanse.
And what's amazing, there are no accidents. And when Barrett and I first started connecting, we were in our own houses. We weren't sitting right next to each other. And we were text messaging back and forth, talking about spirituality. And one day there was a message coming through me, and I typed to her. I said, you know, I think this message is for you. You need to hear this. And she was like, oh, okay, you know, I'm listening. And I said, no, really. You need to listen and hear this. It was very strong. I never had felt that before. And then I typed out the letter, and we realized right there in front of us how different that was than our normal conversation. And that's how the letter started streaming through. And had we been sitting next to each other having just a conversation, it wouldn't have unfolded in the same way.
That's fascinating. So how is it that you two work together now? How, like, give us your, like, how does it work?
So, you know, we connect, we do readings. for people. So we have sacred letters that come through both in the readings and people who have not asked for readings. And we're at our separate houses and we're text messaging back and forth. And we are letting each other know what we're receiving. So I will receive an image. I receive lyrics to a song. Spirit and souls connect with us in the way that we can understand, because we're in a lower vibration and they're in a higher vibration. And so they bring forth information that we understand. I'm passionate about music. So I normally get a lot of lyrics, but I'll hear phrases and I'll see images. So I will open up and tell her, I'm seeing, we just did a reading for someone and I saw her late husband hunched over in a chair and with a beard. And I told her, Barrett, this is what I'm getting. And then Barrett, we'll move on from that. So we're tag teaming. And then I will relay from based on what she says. And it just grows and grows and grows. And when we presented the information to her, to this woman, she said, well, my husband did have a beard, but just at the end of his life, and he had Parkinson's and he was hunched over. And so a lot of the information, even in the sacred letters, has come through, has been validated for us, which has been wonderful.
I love that. It's fascinating.
Yeah, it's fun
that you are opening this up for the public to hear and to have this experience, and that we're making this more mainstream and more real, right?
Yes.
So
yes, when we came out with our book, it, you know, people didn't know me in that way. I am a mom. I was a soccer mom. I ran the soccer program in my town, and I've known people for years. And, you know, we came out, and our book is called Living Beyond Fear. So we had to overcome that fear and come out and saying, this is who we are. These are our gifts. But we felt like we were messengers and we had no choice. This was our mission and this is what we needed to do.
So in the letter, Louise, she says, death should be a celebration. Let's talk about Louise.
Sure. Louise is fascinating because she came to me very strongly. I felt her without my calling or opening up to her. And that normally didn't happen to me. I was walking into my room, getting ready for bed, and I felt her very strongly. And then I didn't know what to do. And I, you know, I just walked around, I brushed my teeth, I got back in the bed, and I thought, okay, she's still here. I need to listen to what she has to say. And she gave us the three parts of our book, which are opening your mind, feeling through your heart, and connecting with all there is. And she, so she has been our guide and our mentor through the unfolding of this book.
Well, I realized who she was because she mentioned Wayne Dyer, and I immediately knew. I said, that's Louise Hay.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and we, you know, we don't question it. We just go with what we're given, and that's how we roll.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that truly is, it's when we question it, that's when the egos get in and try to, it's the non-questioning, it's trusting what it is that you're getting, and that's it.
Exactly. And I realized at some point, I don't need to understand it. Our brain cannot understand it. So I don't understand it. I know it's the truth. And I know based on my intuition, and that's how things strongly come through.
And you know what's so great about that is when you have that level of confidence, the confidence that it's this is what it is, that's what I know, that I can slide into and resonate with that truth, even though I don't know what it is that you're talking about, you know, as far as, you know, what you're bringing through. But I resonate with the confidence of your resolve of that you are the conduit and that you're trusting what comes through you. And so that makes me relax, and that makes others relax too, because people can feel that, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's about intuition, and we all have it, trusting our intuition. And I came into this questioning for a very long time. And then I just thought, I need to go with this. This is the truth, and this is my intuition. And the more you trust it, the more it happens, and you open up to it, and the more truths come through.
And I think sometimes both of you had to overcome, you know, difficult things, physical, your stillborn son, it's taking you to these deep parts of yourselves, you know, And a lot of us, Cornelia has her story. I have mine, have had, I don't want to say, I guess we could say horrific experiences, but we've kind of polarized them and turned them around and then opened up to spirit and messages come through. And then you look back at those experiences and it's not that you're glad they happened, but you wouldn't want to change them, you know, because you know that took you to where you're at now. I'm very interested in you talking about the suicide letter. There was one with a brother. Was it a brother, right?
We have a few letters that we had received on suicide. The one who's included in our book was a girl, middle school girl. The one that I want to address is not in our book, but will likely show up in future books. Right. And because he addresses the judgment about suicide, how there is no judgment, there is no right or wrong that happens when you cross over. Judgment is a human reaction. And he, before he even begins his letter, that is the first paragraph. That there is no right or wrong, there is only love. And so I know Barrett's going to speak to another letter that talks about to focus on how I lived, not how I died.
Yeah, so I think that, again, when the different people that we've spoken with, they've all been received with great love and compassion. And when they cross over, it's almost as if, and some of them have spoken to almost like going into like healing centers, that we are surrounded, just like we are actually here too, with such love and such understanding if we can find it, even though we don't necessarily always see it, but to come back into our wholeness. And as Beth touched on too, another letter spoke about, don't focus on how I passed, but how I lived. And celebrate that life, celebrate all that I was and all that I can be, and maybe not fixate on necessarily what caused the transition into death. And that it's a continuing process and progress, that we are all progressing as souls here. We need each other. Julia, you just spoke about the challenges. So many times it's our challenges that are our biggest growth periods, but they also are connecting us to love, and we're tapping into things that we didn't necessarily know were there, but we feel them. We sense them. We're surrounded by that love. And that's the same case we're feeling in the people that we've spoken with who have passed on to the other realm, but we're connected. That realm and this realm, as we all know, are so connected, just like we are all so connected here.
Well, when you're talking about, you know, I heard Beth talk about this too. When we're talking about here, truly in this level of consciousness, this platform here today is heaven on earth. Mm-hmm. It is. And from this place of where we're speaking from, that's the level of higher consciousness, this unconditional love, this non-judgment, this realization that heaven is here now, right? And that we don't necessarily have to die to go to heaven, right? Yes. It's only the beliefs and negative situations that die, but that we can experience heaven here on earth. The earth is already here, and heaven is a state of consciousness that yes. we can hold and rise up into. And now is the time to live heaven on earth. And when you're communicating with your sacred letters, it's like a natural progression into a veil that is unveiling, like that has been removed.
Right.
Absolutely. Right. And I'm grateful to be having these conversations here, because you're absolutely right. This is heaven on earth, and we are talking about consciousness. And Barrett and I even went out to dinner with two other friends the other night, and we were speaking about the book and the letters and just our own paths. And when the dinner was over, we said, we don't have these conversations with people in our everyday life. We were so grateful that we could meet. And it's those pockets of conversations that are so important, and that I believe spread and bring more consciousness to our planet.
Absolutely. It ripples out. And that's why we need to, you know, talk about it more in the mainstream. And it takes courage. I heard you
talk about that, Beth, right? We have to be able mm-hmm. to have that courage to share what it is that our experience is, so that other people can have that permission to experience it for themselves too, right?
Absolutely. And when we've been given these messages, we both heard, you don't have a choice. I mean, yes, we have a choice. We always have a choice, but we began to feel that this is our mission. Yeah. And when I kept a message to myself that was, this woman had been walking her dog and I heard her dog has Lyme disease. And I thought, oh, what am I going to tell her? I'm hearing voices in my head that her dog has Lyme disease. And so I ignored it. I didn't say anything. And I went home and I was filled with this anxiety and this angst. And I went back to her later and I said, listen, I just need to tell you that your dog has Lyme disease. And she said, thank you so much. And she went and checked it out. And it's taking that courage. It's a leap, you know, it's fear. It's you have to overcome the fear. And I think about when I was a child, how did I overcome fear? You just went for it. You know, you just jumped. And that's really what we have to do now as adults.
I've had that happen to me too. I'll get messages and they won't leave me alone until I deliver it. And this is before I came out, you know, and it's hard to tell somebody, your mother has just said, you know, the mother's asked. And they're so happy to hear from it, though. Now, in the story of Frank, he said, we all have a contract to fulfill, both with life and each other. So we break them or our time is up. Is that like about relationships, that we make contracts before we come in? Is that what he's talking about?
I think he's talking about like different lessons, and we come knowing there's things that we want to learn or to connect with in relationships. And I think we have, as Beth mentioned too, we all have choice. We have choice whether we want to pursue it or not. We have choice to how we see things in life, positively or negatively, and it opens up other possibilities. But we come, and Cornelia, you touched on it. We're all progressing. We're all evolving. Whether we're here or there, we're continually to evolve. So we come in hoping and to continue on a path that we had hoped to make progress on becoming even more of the truth of who we are.
And I just want to add one thing. We do have soul contracts, and I was receiving the intuition before I jumped on this call that we have that it's going to come up, soul contracts. And I was thinking about the loss of my son, and many people out there who have pregnancy loss or lose children. It's one of the most difficult things to go through. But I received information and messages that we all have these soul contracts, like Frank talks about. And sometimes it's 9 months in a womb, and sometimes it's 100 years on this earth. And you know, that's I think part of what he was bringing forth.
Lady, I want to be able to get your guys' websites. We have just a couple minutes left. I want to be able to get your website out to the listeners so that they can take a look at it. They'll be in the YouTube videos as well, but please give us your websites.
Sure. It's www.thesacredletters.com.
Yeah. And I'm so grateful that you're bringing this out. Really, truly, the good work that you two ladies are doing, it's wonderful. Imagine if everyone starts communicating with sacred letters, with their loved ones, and we make this more mainstream. It takes a lot of courage to do what you two are doing. Thank you so much for being here. Do you have any final words that you want to leave our audience with today?
No, thank you so much for both having us, and we hope everyone can connect. Everyone has the ability to connect with the things that they cannot necessarily see. So we encourage people to do that.
And I'm very grateful for having this conversation, and we hope to continue these conversations and help people open up to there's a lot of chaos and fear out there within our planet, and we don't have to engage in it, and we can stay in love and stay in peace and stay in light. And part of the way we do that is to have these conversations. So thank you.
And so it is. And so
yes,
this is so perfect. Hummingbird Jewel, thank you so much for bringing us these wonderful angels.
You're welcome.
We'll see you all again next time on Living Heaven on Earth. See you again. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.